Ronnie. I lost it, I lost it, I lost it. Sorry about that, folks. My mind is a terrible thing to waste. I seriously can't remember anything anymore. So, but great tunes. I love those tunes, you know? The thing is, I have certain tunes in certain settings. That's the problem. So, Denise, how are you? Are you just joining us or did you go outside?
I joined a little bit late today.
I think you might have told me that. So lovely to have you.
I lost track of the time, but I'm here now.
That's okay. And I am too. So, and we are. We're all here. And it's good. So we have plenty of time. I do want to mention, just in case, I know you might have to scroll side to side just for a second, but just to, if you don't notice about me, I hate doing commercials, but you know, Christmas is coming up. And I'm actually a wood turner, and I make things like this. That's actually a whiskey stopper. And it has an old Irish coin on the top of it. And that's made of acrylic, that one. So this one's not finished yet. It's in two pieces, but you get the idea. That's a nice piece of olive wood there. That's actually a mini wine bottle stopper. And I have a big wine bottle stopper there. No, I wasn't going to do this, but they're right in front of me, so I can't, you know.
Well, how do we order those?
I'll get there. That's a coffee scoop.
Oh, nice.
And here's a funky little pen that I made. I don't have any of my fancy pens here, but I do make – I have a Facebook page of – John Whelan Wood Turning. So you could look it up, go to my Facebook page. But I do letter openers and Marie, I don't know if you need a seam ripper, but I have seam rippers and all kinds of things. So I see you working away there. So somebody asked me to make a seam ripper and I ended up, said, okay, I never made one before. So I made one and then I got a whole bunch of orders for them. So, and that, so people are asking me to make chopsticks too, Alina. So I haven't made any chopsticks. But anyway, give you an idea. So if you have any Christmas plans.
I'm making some wooden whistles.
Are you making the whistles?
No, God, no. There's a guy over here in Australia, in New South Wales, called Ian Simpson. And he makes these amazing, beautiful whistles. There's two, well, there's probably more than two, but there's one Ian Simpson who is the magnificent banjo player, not him. It's another guy in New South Wales.
Right. Well, that's my goal is to make whistles and flutes. Ooh, really? As I retire, yeah. as I move on. So maybe in a couple of years. So anyway, I'm sorry. I hope you don't mind that little commercial. And
John, it's great. I need a letter opener. I've needed one for years. I'll contact you.
Yeah, send me a message. I don't know if I have. I did have one here, but I think I sold it. And yeah, so I don't have it. All different kinds of woods and different kinds of designs. So also, you know, I do this for free, and I'm happy to do that. So, but people do ask me, so I just want to put it out there. If anybody's interested, you're certainly welcome to go to my PayPal. I won't say no. I just got my two doctor's bills in the mail. So. All right, so
hey John, can you tell us more specifically how to do the PayPal thing? I tried to do it last week and was not able to get there.
So if you go to your browser, you don't go to PayPal, just go to your browser and put paypal.me/buttonboxman. That's my password. And you should get straight there. Or you can go to Venmo, which is fairly easy too. Venmo in some ways is
cheap. So I don't go to my own PayPal account. I just go to this.
No, you just log it like you're doing a search in your search engine, right? And you just type it in. And
okay, thank you.
It should come up, right? I think I'm right, Michael, am I? You're more technical than I am, but I think that's right.
Yeah, I think so.
Or if anybody wants the PayPal link, I just put it in the chat for the Zoom. So you can go to that and you can copy it into your browser.
Yeah. I just think, you just put it in. I think what Kay is saying is she went to her PayPal so to type it in. So I think you just go into your browser and type that password in there. So, but anyway.
And what's your Venmo again, John? Sorry to ask. Is it John Whelan 37?
It is John-Whelan-37.
Okay, I put that in the chat too. If anybody,
you know, the interesting thing about that is, I swear to God, I didn't make that password. Venmo created that password. But you know, when my father was born, my father passed away in March this year. My father was born in 1937. Isn't that weird? Like, isn't that, that's kind of weird stuff when that happens to me. Anyway, let's do... I've got lots of requests and we haven't done it yet. So let's do the Rights of Man. And then we'll go back to a couple more. It might go a little longer because I talk too much tonight. I'm sorry. I apologize for that. I have the Rights of Man and the Stack of Barley. So if you don't know the tune, you can always get up and dance.